In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Happy feast. Today we celebrate all the saints. This is a feast day that commemorates all of the saints, not just the ones that we know of, those that we call, you know, Saint Cyril, Saint John, Saint Mark, but even the ones that have gone anonymously onto their reward. There are many, many more saints, the church teaches us, than those who are in the lists. And the official list have tens of thousands of them. And really, all of us Christians are called to be saints. That's what Jesus Christ came for, was to teach us and to lead us so that we can be holy. That's what the word saint means. English is actually rare in that we have two different words. Saint, for a holy person, and then the word holy, which means holy. In all other languages, it really just says the holy apostle Mark or the holy John. It doesn't say Saint John or Saint Mark the apostle. It just says holy. We have just a little anecdote, little tidbit for you. That difference in English comes because our language is a composite of Germanic languages and Latin languages, so French. And so saint comes from French and holy comes from Germanic languages. But suffice it to say that we are all called to be holy. That's what Christ came to accomplish by teaching us, by especially sending forth his Holy Spirit as we celebrated last Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost, so that the Holy Spirit living within us could convey to us the holiness of God, transform our hearts, and enable us to live in a way not just that pleases God, but that reflects who God is, that manifests who he is. Today's epistle and gospel are especially chosen to celebrate this feast of all saints. And in the epistle, St. Paul reminds his readers about all of those who have suffered for their faith through all ages. Not only those who have suffered, but those who have done wondrous things, because the two often go together. And he proclaims especially these who have gone before us in the Old Testament, because he's writing just at the beginning of the New Testament. Those who have stopped the mouths of lions. Who is the one who stopped the mouths of the lions? Daniel. Those who quenched the raging fire. That's the three holy children who were thrown into the furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar. Put foreign armies to flight. Perhaps he has in mind the judge Gideon, who miraculously, with a small band of warriors, by God's grace, drove the foreign invaders out of the land. But it's not just those who perform wonders, but also those who suffered, as I said. Those who, like the Maccabean martyrs, who were pressured and persecuted to deny God, and yet they were willing to die instead of doing that. And then, of course, even in St. Paul's time, there were those who were already suffering for their faith in Christ. And he mentions all of these examples because those to whom he is writing are facing the threat of persecution. And he wants to encourage them and encourage all of us that as we face hardship for the sake of our faith in Christ, that there is a reward at the end of all of that. And that there are examples of those who have gone before and have been able to weather the storm, who have persevered by God's grace, giving us an example to follow. He says of these people, these holy people who have gone before and endured so much, all of these, though well attested by their faith, though they had proven faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Now, this requires some explanation. St. John Chrysostom explains to us that what St. Paul is referring to here is the fact that all of us, from all ages, after we die, will await until Christ's second coming in order to receive the fullness of our reward, hopefully, or, God forbid, punishment, if we remain in wickedness. But if we persevere in holiness, it's at the end of time that all the saints from all the ages will receive that reward together. And he goes on to describe how, therefore, those who have gone before are like a cloud of witnesses, standing on the sidelines and cheering us on as we run a race. The image we have here is of a relay race. A relay race where those who have completed their legs before us are waiting to see how the race will end. And they're waiting to be awarded their medal, so to speak, until all of us have finished. And this is the great honor that we have, is that if we persevere, then when Christ comes again, we will stand beside the likes of John Chrysostom and the Apostle Mark, Moses, the great prophet and lawgiver, and receive the same reward as they have received, if we persevere. We also have the great encouragement that they are encouraged, that they are standing beside us, that they are rooting for us, that they are praying for us, that God would give us the strength by His Holy Spirit to finish this race, not to give up, but to strive for Christ, who stands at the finish line waiting to receive us. To our great God and Savior, the pioneer and perfection of our faith, be glory, honor, and worship, together with His Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.